Welcome to Home Sweet Home, hosted by Leslie Lovell and sponsored by Town Center Interior Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. For the next 60 minutes, we'll talk interior design, fashion, cooking, outdoor living, and so much more. Now, let's bring on the host. Here's Leslie Lovell.
Hi, good morning, and you are listening to the Home Sweet Show. I can't talk this morning. Home Sweet Home Show on KLAV 1230AM.com, if you're listening on your computer this morning. And we are so happy to be here on this beautiful Wednesday morning, and it's starting to cool off. So, yay! That's a really good thing. We have a couple of people in the audience with us today that are also hosts, hosting the show today. We have our wonderful Linda Piana, who has been assisting for quite a while now.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Linda. And we have the lovely Mercedes Warwick here.
Good morning.
Today. Good morning. And we're going to have a fun show for you today. First, I want to tell you how to find us, because that's always a good thing. We have a couple of call-in numbers today, so write these down. If you have a question during the show that you want to ask any of us, you have a way to call us. So the local number is 702 in Las Vegas, 731-1230. And if you're out of town, it's 866-820-5528. And we are also on Facebook /homesweethomeradio.com. And then our shows are archived on VegasAllNetRadio.com. And you can go to those and look up any dates. I think today's show takes about a week to get archived. So don't look for it right away, but it'll be on there. And there's so much good information on those shows, recipe information, and some of it is posted on Facebook. So it's really great. I do have two announcements I want to talk about. One is a wonderful event that's taking place this weekend. It's the Greek Food Festival. And that is happening this weekend, starting Friday, the 21st of September. And it is at the St. John the Baptist Greek Orthodox Church at 5300 South El Camino. And the zip is 89118 in Vegas. And it's off of Hacienda and Rainbow, heading east toward the Strip. What they have there, and I think I've missed one in like 15 years. The best. They have great food. And it's all homemade, I hear. Wonderful music, dancing, a tour of the church. There's several tours of the church. And the church is just beautiful inside. I mean, it's so, so pretty. And then there's vendors, you know, that sell little trinkets. So there's a lot to do. It's $7 admission for the adults, and children under 12 are free. So if you want to bring your kids, this is a fun thing. The kids love to get out and dance to the Greek music. They think it's a blast. Mm-hmm. It's so much fun. And a little ouzo you probably will go to. It's really fun. So the hours are going to be Friday and Saturday this weekend from 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. And then on Sunday, it's 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. It's pretty late. And there will be shuttle buses available from parking. So if you park a little distance away, there'll be shuttle buses to take you to the entrance. So if you're elderly or, you know, you don't like to walk too
lazy.
Far. Or lazy. You don't want to walk. Then you can get to the place without too much stress. So get there early. If you're going to go, guys, get there early because parking is jammed up. If you wait an hour after it starts, usually it's like ridiculous to find a spot because it's a very popular event. People just love Greek food and they love to party. So I hope you all go to that. And the other thing is I heard something on the radio, not the radio, on the news this morning that blew my mind. Barbra Streisand is doing tours again, which is shocking because she'd never... Barbra, my Barbra, right? Well, she's not my Barbra at the price of her tickets, but she I love her, but geez Louise, I think I'll buy the, what do you call that, the DVD when it comes out? Mm-hmm. Oh, please. I have the old one from the MGM. Mm-hmm. But she's going to be appearing in Las Vegas on November 2nd, 2012 at 8 p.m. at the MGM Grand Garden, right? Now, the tickets start, are you ready, girls and boys? The tickets start at $229 for not wonderful seats. Guess what the highest ticket price is. Come on, girls. Give me a guess. Give me a guess.
Oh, you're close. No, 3,000.
1,500.
$6,624.
Wow.
Hello. No way.
Well, The good part is that all of the proceeds are going to Barbara's favorite charities. So if you're buying tickets, she's not taking the money home and building a new addition on her house. She's going to give the money to charity, mm-hmm. which is great. And I think there'll be a list of the charities that she's active in. So it's a wonderful thing. I just heard that she's performing in Brooklyn very soon. I think that's one of her first places. And the tickets started there, I think, at $1,500. Oh, my gosh. So at least we got one starting at $229, mm-hmm. which isn't too bad.
I have her latest CD, her
Do
very
you?
Last CD.
I think I have it, too.
Produced yeah. by Diana Krall.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Beautiful.
I know.
She does sound a little
pro.
Different.
Yeah,
bit
she
different.
Does. Did you know she records in her home? She has a room in her home that she has set up because her views. I mean, there's a book out with her new home that she built. Oh, my goodness.
Where
you guys
is it?
Have to see it. I don't remember the state it's in, but it's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Wow.
It's real countrified. I mean, it's real country looking. It looks like a needlepoint tapestry with the old water wheel. And it looks like New England somewhere. It's absolutely beautiful. I have to get that book. I have to look for it online, and I'll bring it in, and we'll post some pictures on Facebook from the book if we can do that. That'd be great. Anyway, I want to talk a little bit about our guest today, who is Mercedes Warrick. And she is a spiritual, intuitive author and entrepreneur. And over the past 2 years, The Soul Inspired Tune-Up, her book and energy practice, has evolved through spirit to become a guiding pathway to love-aligned living. And she has a lot to talk to us about. It's so nice to hear someone who is inspirational. I love that, and I love the fact that we can open our hearts and souls and really learn about ourselves. And Mercedes is the person that can help us do that. So the first thing I want to ask you that is not on your list, okay? Because that's my job.
Yes.
I want to ask you, why did you choose this, and where were you before in your life that brought you to the place where you are doing this particular thing?
Robbery at gunpoint, April 2005, 10 a.m.
Wow, really?
And as I was on the floor with two guns to my head and two men in my home, I took three very deep breaths and I exhaled and I went to this place of supreme peace. And from there, as I was coming up and the event was over and I was safe and I knew I was going to live, when I took those three breaths, there was a presence that came into the home. And it just changed the whole atmosphere. They asked me if my hands were tied too tight and left scissors for me to cut myself loose. I still don't know how I got loose because they were behind my back. But it's amazing what you can do when you're in that state.
Yeah.
And they asked me if I could breathe under the... It was a typical like TV show robbery setup. And they left the home. But as I was coming back from that space, I heard, "This is yours to teach." And so the name of my company is the Achievement Sanctuary, and the tagline is Igniting the Peace Within You. Because when you go to that place of supreme peace, you can see the world in a whole different light. And you can see vistas and horizons and newness. And so I teach people primarily how to get to that place of peace. And then I say, stand in your spiritual conviction or stand in your spiritual eye. Stand in that inner eye to follow your dreams and your passion and your heart.
Wow, that's some story, girl.
Mm.
A little scary. Well, so you made it out of that, and you look like you're in great shape now. So after doing this every day,
I love
right?
this work.
Yeah,
I love
great.
I love that it has evolved.
Mm-hmm.
So I am just God's ink pen. Anybody who's ever heard me speak has heard me say that. As the information has flowed through me from the divine,
mm-hmm.
I have to learn the lessons too.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people will see me and maybe not so, you know, in a moment,
yeah.
and they'll go, "You're supposed to be spiritual." I was like, "I'm supposed to be human."
Yeah. But we are.
And yeah. So I'm just God's ink pen. It just flows through me. I learn the lessons. And then over the course of this last 2 years, the first download that I received was Loving Me When Success Is My Sacred Right in April of 2010. So this has evolved. And I've written an edition every 6 months or every year. And as the information has come and as I've learned and as I have expanded and I've been able to bring the information forward into now what is the Visionscape system.
And help other people feel that way too. Feel good about their lives. And I always say, that, you know, I have to tell a story. And I know he'll probably listen to this. I want to just before we start these questions. My boyfriend celebrated his birthday on the 17th on Monday, and he turned, you know, he's still in his 50s. I'm still a cradle robber. Anyway, so he said, you know, I was going to go down, but my dad's been ill. So I said, gee, I would rather come next weekend if I can instead of this one because, you know, so-and-so. He said, don't worry about it. It's not that special a day. That killed me. It just ripped my heart out.
Oh, my God.
I wrote him a really nice thing, and I said, on September 17th, in the year, blah, 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 this man was born, loving son, loving brother, loving, you know, relative and friend. And your mom and dad took thousands of baby pictures of you. And, you know, they wanted you to have a successful and peaceful life. And I wrote this beautiful thing to him. And I said, please, please understand that every life is so very important. Mm-hmm. And I wanted him to know that I certainly notice. I'm his girlfriend. I'm his fiance. But that is a feeling that you have to feel like every single day of your life is special, not just your birthday, mm-hmm. but especially your birthday, because that's the day you came into the world to make a difference.
Well, I have two birthdays now.
There you go.
April 5th, I celebrate because God gave me another day. And I in my home, I bought these special shades where I can pull the shade down from the top so right. I can see the sunlight as it comes in every morning. And right. I just thank Spirit, thank God that I'm here to make a difference.
Absolutely.
And to live, to just
That's
breathe.
Right. That's right. And every day is special to everyone. Mm-hmm. And that we have to always remember that. That's a tough lesson sometimes. Mm-hmm. So let's ask you some questions, Mercedes. Okay. I'll take the first one and then I'll let Linda take the second one, okay? So how did the soul inspired tune-up emerge? I mean, is that kind of the same thing we just talked about?
We just talked about it a little bit.
Okay.
The actual process probably at this point isn't really terribly important, but the most important thing that happened was that I began to realize that we are able to choose mm-hmm. where we want to be in our lives. We can choose to be happy, and even in the most dire of circumstance, if anybody's experiencing anything like that out there, please take a deep breath in. Just take a deep breath in mm-hmm. and say, right now, I choose to be happy. Right here, right now. The first part of the Soul Inspired Tune-Up is to release. Right here, right now, I choose to. Mm-hmm. And then we go into alignment. And the alignment portion is, I am aligning with love. Mm-hmm. And so we choose love as our foundation. And then from there, we energize, because through our speech and through how we act, we energize. And so we then say something like, I am happy. I am content. I am a sacred point of light. And then we elevate it to, I am success. Success is my sacred right. And from there, we are able to change our world.
That's
things
beautiful.
Will start opening up.
It's such a beautiful spirit, isn't it?
Yeah.
I wish everyone could feel that every day yeah. of their lives, because it's so important yeah. for success. You're right. For us to be successful, you have to feel good about life mm-hmm. and good about yourself.
And yeah. we define success so often as these really big things. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And success is the small
the little tiny stuff.
The small things. The small things. You Isn't know, when it? I was recovering from that robbery at gunpoint and then a divorce that was worse than a robbery, with the whole other story,
yeah.
there was a time I couldn't even fathom getting out of bed. So the thing was, I have a German Shepherd. Her name's Bella Key, beautiful energy. And she'd come to the side bed, are we getting up today?
Aww.
And I'd say, okay, I'm trying. And then I'd put my feet on the side of the bed on the floor and I'd stand up. And that was success for the day. I stood up. Wow. I got us both fed.
Yeah.
We were clean. We were in a safe environment. That was success. Now yeah. success is maybe something different. So small successes can make for a very big change in your
That's
life.
That's right. Very big. You are so right.
I think Linda, you're successful yeah. too. I was talking to my friend about this yesterday. Just if you feel happy,
yes.
that is a great success
yeah.
every day.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, and it's always a different degree,
yes.
but
yes.
just to feel happy, whatever yeah. that means to you.
Happy you're here.
Yeah.
Happy you got up this morning.
And if you can feel happy, if you are happy, we talk, you know, happiness, happy, I am happy. Meaning I am, the big I am. I am, through God, source, universe, happy.
Right.
Loving,
exactly.
Love. Okay, love-filled gotcha. Love. So nobody can take that from you unless you choose to give it to them.
Yeah, that's exactly true. Well, Linda, I know, Linda, you want to ask the next question because this is a good one.
Well, yes, I had heard about visionscaping, but would you explain it to us?
I love visionscaping. Every year I write a new edition of the Soul Inspired Tune-Up, and this year is the Visionscape edition. And it consists of 54 cards that are actually blank on the back side of them. And the reason for that is Soul Inspired. I'm not giving you the images of your life. You're creating them through this system. And if you can see it and if you can believe it, then you can achieve it. And so we're using the Soul Inspired Tune-Up now to create these intuitive, inspired daydreams through this system so that people can start imagining the feeling and imagining how it would be to achieve or to be in this special place, and then closing their eyes and actually being there and having it right now.
Yeah, your mind is pretty powerful. You know, I mean, you could really control a lot with it. Mm-hmm. So I think it's the most powerful thing we have on our bodies. Yeah, don't you think?
So these 54 cards, if we can pull one.
Yeah, go ahead.
They're here. Actually, I'm going to let you pull one.
Okay. I'm just going to go way back in here, okay?
Yep.
I think I'm going to do this one.
And I am a spiritual intuitive, so every now and again the divine language comes through.
Okay.
But English does follow, so if that comes through, and you picked I Am Whole, number 22.
Okay.
And
I have a hole in my head?
No, you're a healthy, wealthy,
well,
wise woman.
Head. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
At least.
I am whole.
Okay.
Just flipping my pages here to get to the containing all components, all constituents, sound and healthy. I am success. Breathe in for me. Close your eyes. Exhale. Success is my sacred right. As the sacred gateway of the divine wholeness opens, you bring an aspect of wealth, wisdom, and holistic continuity into every aspect of your life. Think and act consciously through the filter of discernment. This filtering is aligning love with your highest good for the highest purposeful outcome. Divine wholeness is healthy, love-aligned living in all aspects of your life. And then the visionscaping is, are you energizing wholeness as a pathway to love-aligned living, visionscape, and dream? So the questions are, who are you or who would be around you as you're doing this? What does that look like? What does wholeness look like for you? Where are you? Where are you?
Right.
Why? Why can be, why are you seeking? Is there something that's missing right now from your wholeness? And looking at it from that perspective, when? And then how is God spirit, God source spirit and love? Don't formulate the how. Let God bring it to you. Let your high source bring it to you.
Interesting.
And that is being in the flow and being in faith. And so that's the how.
Mm-hmm.
So often we get, I can't see what that looks like right now. How am I going to do this? Where am I going to get the resources? Big one.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's going to the left. How am I going to get to the right? Because everybody's over there.
Yeah.
Divine illogic. We talk about the path of the divine illogic.
Sure. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. That's wonderful.
Mercedes, what is love-aligned living?
Love-aligned living is bringing a heart-centered consciousness, a higher source consciousness into everything that you do. And I always say, it's funny, my people, we always say, I'm feeling a little persnickety today.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to fall out of alignment. It's very important. We have to fall out of alignment to know that we've achieved alignment.
Mm-hmm.
So as we sometimes fall out of love, I wasn't too happy with a situation the other day. I was being in this space does not mean that you aren't whole and set boundaries. That's very important.
Right.
But how you then approach, and so you'll look somebody in the eye, or you'll understand that the person at the other end, in this case, the other end of the phone, is a person, not the institution. setting the rules.
Exactly.
That they then you it brings you into this space of being able to look human to human, person to person, heart to heart, and then being able to talk with people from that place, even if you don't agree with them.
Yeah, and you might not. That's right, because we're all different. We all think differently. Mm-hmm. We can't all agree on everything. Mm-hmm. Even couples who live together for years, they have differences of opinion, of course.
So love-aligned living is making the commitment to be in love. Mm-hmm. In everything.
In everything, right.
Energizing love 365, every day, in every way, be in love. Are you in love today?
I feel so much happier when I feel that I am in love with life. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So much happier. Remember, I think it was last week, I told you about my niece who's going to get married. She just walks around saying, I just love love. She never said it before.
Yeah.
But now she's going to get married.
Well, I have a funny, I have the check engine lights on in my car. Uh-huh. And we were playing a really interesting game because I'd walk in and all, you know, go to drive the car, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden the check engine light would be off. And so it became a gauge.
Yeah, right.
It was like, I'm really in love. Lights off.
Yeah.
What am I thinking? Lights on.
Lights on, yeah. That is so cute.
It was funny.
That is,
oh, yeah. It was funny. It just elevated, that love just elevated the whole engine and everything. I don't know what's going on in there, but, you know.
Yeah, you willed it to be in better shape, the engine. Mm-hmm. Sometimes those, you know, this is funny, but sometimes those check engine lights are ridiculous. I mean, I took mine in once, and they went, oh, no, it's just the factory thing. We'll fix it. And it's like, oh, there's nothing wrong with my car? No, nothing. No. So you never know. You know, it could be anything. Anyway, do we want to go to the next question, which is post-traumatic growth? Tell us a little bit about what post-traumatic growth is.
Well, post-traumatic growth, this is going to give you just a little lead up to this. Mm-hmm. For a long time, it was hard for me to say, I am a spiritual intuitive. And I speak in the language of the divine.
Right.
Okay. And so the post-traumatic growth was surviving a robbery, understanding that it was emotional and traumatic, and it shook me up a lot. And understanding that sometimes when loud bangs happen,
you jump.
It puts me back in, anymore, it's situational, used to put me back in that space. Trauma happens to, unfortunately, to just about all of us, and it doesn't necessarily look as dramatic as robbery at gunpoint. It could be a bad divorce. It could be just something that really startles you.
Absolutely.
As we go through those experiences, they're spiritual.
Right.
They're here for a reason. They're here for a purpose.
Right.
And so researchers down in the University of North Carolina have found that one of the outcomes of being through big trauma in your life, or small trauma, big or small to you, mm-hmm. is that you seek your higher source, and you have this feeling of not necessarily invincibility, but you have a feeling that in connection with higher source, you can do anything. Mm-hmm. And that is soul inspired living.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That is so nice. I love what you're saying. Mm-hmm. So you're doing a series called The Sacred Way, mm-hmm. right? And just give us a little rundown on what that is.
Well, I'm looking for speaking engagements, and I'm also looking, this work is wonderful to mm-hmm. do on your own, especially if you've gone through one of those soul-inspired growing periods. It's nice to have a buddy with you.
Right.
And it's really good for holding your ground and just having somebody looking you in the eye and say, let's rephrase that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You've never been there, right? Let's rephrase that. Let's try to take a look at that another way. And so I feel very strongly about growing communities. And the Sacred Way is about going into a person's home with their best buddies and teaching them how to visionscape, teaching them how to access the higher frequency, the I am. We do this wonderful thing that's in the book, I love me and I love thee, I am love, I am. And then we do applied kinesiology, and you can see how you actually get stronger from just saying those words, I love me, I love thee, I am love, I am. And so the Sacred Way is we're going into people's homes and teaching 9 to 21 people the visionscaping and how to access the higher frequencies and how to be good to each other through the system, mm-hmm. how to love each other through the system.
And you know what? I just learned to, well, I don't know if I learned this lesson, but I think it kind of solidified a lesson for me since my dad's been ill since August 1st. My girlfriends, I have to tell you, unbelievable. Yeah. They have been there, of course, without question, I would do the same for them, but they have made phone calls. They have taken relatives around to get to see my dad. They have offered to do all kinds of things. And, you know, some of it I have taken them up on, but most of it I don't because I'm running like a, you know, mm-hmm. busy too, and I don't have time to give them direction and all that stuff. But I want to shout out to my girlfriends, and talking about getting your buddies together, they all have been so wonderful, and I know it's all out of love, and I'm so thankful. Mm-hmm. I mean, every day that I'm alive, I'm thankful I have these wonderful women, including Linda, in my life that have made a big difference in the way I feel about everything. So thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah. We call it the company called Sisterhood.
That's wonderful.
And there's just all of these departments, and we all have expertise that we can bring together mm-hmm. in loving ways and through our businesses. I have a group right now that we're working with using the system, and I'm a marketing person. Mm-hmm. I've got another person who's a diversity expert, a facilitator, a group leader. Got another lady who is a social media expert. Right. Got another lady who's, we call her the wisdom teacher. And then we have an elder. We have a successful businesswoman in our group who's been there and done that and can say, let's rethink that for a moment.
Yeah. She's been there.
Because she's been there and she's been successful. And so there is this CEO called Sisterhood. There's this company called Sisterhood, and it's really working.
Mentors are so important, mm-hmm. and people don't think about it.
Yeah.
But to have a mentor is absolutely
kidding?
A gift.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you're looking for a spiritual way to grow your business, grow your life, be in love alignment, and you want to do it with a group, the name of the program's called A Sacred Way. It's not listed on my website.
Okay.
You can contact me at mercedes@theachievementsanctuary.com. I do these by recommendation. You know, I take a look at who's gathering, make sure that we're in alignment.
Right.
And my phone number is 348-8800 in Las Vegas, area code 702-348-8800. And I can travel. I can do a whole weekend or a whole week in
a
community.
That's wonderful.
I can travel.
Boy, I'd love to get about 20 girls together and you know, just hang out at my house. I do that for other things. Why not for this? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's wonderful. And get everybody together and everybody bring a dish of something.
Right.
And,
potluck.
You know, potluck.
And you know, food is very important.
Yes. Very important.
Very important.
It's always important to me.
It's the commune. It brings the community together over
Doesn't
a good
it?
Meal.
Doesn't
yes.
it? Well, Mercedes, I'm going to ask you to come back again another time because we have a lot of other things we want to talk about. And I like how peaceful we are right now in this room. I think I feel it.
I do,
feel
too.
A lot of peace here. And not that we don't usually, Linda and I and Sue, but today we feel a special aura of peace with you here. So thank you so much for coming on and talking about your... and I'm going to repeat this again. To reach Mercedes, you go to Mercedes at the... What is it? The AchievementSanctuary.com?
And the website for the book is thesoulinspiredtuneup.com. If you want to know more about the book, thesoulinspiredtuneup.com.
Great. And then her phone number is 702-348-8800. So maybe think about getting a bunch of girls together, ladies, and sitting down in a room. And boys, too. I mean, boys need love. Boys and girls get all together. We're going to take a little break. I want to say thanks again. If you'd like to stay and talk with us another half hour, well, you're welcome to do that.
Thank you.
We are at KLIV1230AM.com on your dial. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Radio with Leslie Lovell and Linda Piana. And we do have call-in numbers 702-731-1230 or 866-820-5528. So we're going to take a little break and we will come back. We have a lot of stuff on our schedule here today. So we look forward to seeing you in a few minutes. Okay, bye for now.
If you're a beginning student or if you're coming back to the piano to brush up on your skills, Linda Piana is the professional piano coach for you. If you want to play by ear or read music, whether you're a child, teen, or adult, Linda Piana will show you how to teach yourself to play.
Hi, I'm Linda Piana. I'd love to teach you the art of playing piano. All you need is a desire to play and time to practice your art. Please call me at 702-370-2377.
Learn the art of playing piano. Call Linda Piana at 702-370-2377.
I'm Leslie Lovell, host of the Home Sweet Home Show and owner of Town Center Interior Design. It's the perfect time to spruce up your home for the holiday season. Thanksgiving is just around the corner. Have you thought about some new window treatments or new carpeting or flooring? Maybe a fresh coat of paint with an exciting new color? How about some new accessorizing for your home? I'll tell you all about the latest trends in interior design and put a fresh face on your home for the holidays. Visit my website at towncenterdesign.com or call our office at 702-242-2395 for a complimentary interior design consultation. 702-242-2395. Happy decorating!
I'm Leslie Lovell, owner of Town Center Interior Design. I think of a home as a living, breathing space. A home is where you live, love, and entertain. Walls and floors and the interior of your home are just plain lucky to have an owner who wants them to be beautiful. Our homes are the security blankets of our lives. Furnish your nest with things you love to come home to. There's no greater joy than to open the front door of your home and feel like there's nowhere else you would want to be. I can make that happen for you. I'll follow an interior design concept and shop with you to give you the most value for your interior design dollars. Call me at 702-242-2395 for a complimentary appointment or visit my website at towncenterdesign.com.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home, hosted by Leslie Lovell and brought to you by Town Center Interior Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. Home Sweet Home continues. Here again, Leslie Lovell.
Hi, and welcome back to Home Sweet Home. You're with Leslie Lovell and Linda Piana on KLAV1230AM.com, talk radio. And we just want to say again how good it feels here in the studio after Mercedes left. She's just so peaceful and so calming. And boy, do we need that in our crazy lifestyles.
Absolutely.
Every day, don't we? I mean, jeez.
Yeah. What she was saying reminded me of something. I heard this on the radio, and I'm going to, I don't know the name of it, but it's something like timeshare, sharing time or something like that. There are businesses that, and many places in the U.S. are doing this now with their businesses, I guess because of the recession and, you know, lack of business. Anyway, they will volunteer their time to do something. Say there's a plumber and he goes and does plumbing for 2 hours in your home, and then he'll go somewhere else and do in the group.
Mm-hmm.
There's a membership, but I don't know if there's a cost or anything. But I'll probably have to research it for you. But he'll go and do some plumbing, and maybe he'll put in, say, 6 hours in a week. He has now earned 6 hours of another expert coming into his home and doing something for him. And
that's great.
It's all the same value to them.
Right.
Isn't that interesting?
It is. It's called the barter system.
I love that idea.
To a group that did that, and let me tell you something. I got a ton of dental work done for interior design services, and you know, car repair for interior design services.
I think it's brilliant.
It, you know why? Because you don't have to pull out your pocketbook and
Absolutely.
Worry that, oh, it's going to cost $300 or $500, or boy, if you can work that out, I think it's a great thing
yeah.
to do.
It's yeah. hard, but I mean, in certain, right now I would try maybe with one individual.
Right. Right.
And that plumber would have to be dying to take piano lessons.
Yeah, right.
So that would be a special
the
thing.
Plumber who plays piano, how novel.
But anyway, yeah.
That sounds like fun. But, you know, there are people that are interested in that. In fact, a lot of people that I've done business with, I can't mention too many names, but they like trade outs. And I'll say, okay, I need this done. Do you need this? And they go, yeah, let's work it out.
Good.
So that works out really well in some cases. Yeah. Not all, but yeah. some.
But as long as you're thinking about it and you can offer that, you know.
Yeah, it's a great way to save
and
money.
And honestly, I've never thought about it with my dentist. I'm just like, here's your money.
Yeah, it was the first really big dental stuff that I had done probably in the 80s. And I just, you know, thousands. You know how dental is so expensive. And I thought, oh my goodness, how am I ever going to pay for this? And I said, you know, doctor, I'm just curious. Do you need your house decorated? He says, yeah, I do. I'm like, okay, good.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's really good. So anyway, there's a couple of things posted on Facebook/HomeSweetHomeRadio.com this morning. And I've had it on the Facebook page for a couple of weeks. I think this is going into the second week. But there were some photos that I absolutely loved. And one was out of Traditional Home, the July-August 2012 edition. And it's a room that is decorated what I like to call kind of a rustic elegance. And it is so pretty. It has it's on the Facebook page so you can see it. It's got a stone fireplace with a beautiful gold mirror on it. And it's got wood beams in the ceiling. It's wainscoting on the wall. And it has two gorgeous neutral sofas and just some really rustic looking finishes on the wood mixed with a little iron. And the coffee table is a rustic look with some beautiful flowers on it. So it's just a peaceful, wonderful thing. And they have two trees in the room which have no leaves on them, which blows my mind because usually they look kind of scary, you know, Halloween-y, but these don't. These look really, really pretty with just the branches without the leaves on them. Because this look is rustic, it works.
You know
works.
What that looks like to me is what they try to achieve in feng shui.
Yes. It's very peaceful. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a very peaceful
Very peaceful, look. Flowing. And, and also there are always elements of wood, metal, and other things that you wouldn't think of.
Yes.
So that's very beautiful.
Isn't that pretty? And I just thought, you know, that's a soothing room that I could live in. And, you know, the throw pillows they have on the sofas are branches. They're like pattern of a branch, which kind of pulls these branchy things back in, which I think looks great. I don't know. I just, you know, sometimes a picture just grabs me when
That's
I
great.
See it. Yeah. And then I found this beautiful little article about moss and stone and these gorgeous greens. This was also in the Traditional Home July-August 2012 edition. And the moss green shades, and they tell you, one of them is from Bayer.com, and it's called Fiddle Leaf, F-I-D-D-L-E, and then Leaf. And one is a neutral to go with that called Stonewall by Ralph Lauren Paints. And the other is Mossy Shadow from PrattandLambert.com. It's P-R-A-T-T and Lambert, L-A-M-B-E-R-T.com. And boy, those are pretty. And they show some gorgeous pots with that for planting. And they also show some beautiful tiles that you could mix with that. But they show an outdoor scene here. And if you're on the Facebook page, it's got moss growing in between the stones on the ground and a beautiful stone dining table with four iron chairs that look a little rustic. It's just darling. So there's so many beautiful things you can do when you decorate. And you know, you can find used chairs and iron in some of the thrift stores and just some of them just...
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, you don't have to paint them. If you like that rustic look, you can just sand out the rusty spots really well and then just coat them with a clear coat so you don't cut yourself on the rusty spots. But you know what? People like that aged... kind of shabby chic look.
Oh, I love that.
Don't you like that?
I have it all over my house.
Yeah, it's really cool. And it just gives you that, I don't know, there's something like warm and earthy and Mother Earthy about it. You know what I mean?
And for example, some brass that I have in my on my bathroom faucets.
Right.
It has the patina. I would never clean that off. It's so beautiful.
I know. It makes it wonderful, doesn't it? You know, I was just telling a client of mine the other day, she's a very contemporary gal, but she likes that rustic twist to it. And that's really happening right now in the world of design, where we take contemporary sofas and chairs and mix it with stone tables and you know, very petrified wood tables and, you know, all these odd exotic woods in very rough finishes, like a brushed finish or a scrubbed finish. That look is back. And they're using it with kind of native rugs, native area rugs.
I love it.
What a fabulous look. And it's all over the world market. I was there yesterday with a client, and we shopped exactly in that direction. We found some fabulous stuff. So just to let you guys know, that's what's going on out there in the design world right now.
Now, as fickle as I'm not, and I'm really not, I'm a traditionalist, but I do love that, and I think I could live in it. I'm not afraid of it. I mean,
yeah,
I just
that's what,
think
I mean,
fun.
I have two old trunks in my bedroom, and right. It just looks perfect with my old brass bed.
Isn't that fun?
That's my, yeah. It's what Pottery yeah. Barn tries to achieve.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I have achieved it.
Yeah, you have achieved. I got to tell you a story, Linda. Oh, this is so cool. I was doing the Governor's Mansion in Maryland years ago in the 80s, right? This could be like a whole show. I should kind of like write it one day.
Okay.
But I saw this. I was driving around this little neighborhood in Frederick, Maryland, which is in between Washington, D.C. and Hagerstown. I was living in Hagerstown at the wow. time, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And my girlfriend and I were in the car, and we were driving this really pretty little neighborhood, like really old homes, but really well-kept. You know the type I'm looking
mature
at.
Mature trees.
Yeah, mature yeah. trees and beautiful little hills. And we see this little house on the hill and all grassy front and front. It was mansard style, so it was French mansard style roof with the little porch all the way around and the little shutters. And, oh, my God, my heart went ba-boing, ba-boing, because I just love that. You know, anything.
Like a cottage, you mean?
Almost. Uh-huh. It was two-story, though.
Oh.
And I said to my girlfriend, Irene, I said, do you think anybody lives there? Because it looked empty. She goes, I don't know. So I got out of the car, and there were no fences or anything. And, you know, brave me. I go up, and I look in the window, and there's all, like, furniture in there, but no one's in the house. And it looked really old and not lived in. So I walked away from the house. And at the time, I was writing for a newspaper in Maryland as well, Interior Design. So I figured, I'll take some pictures and I'll call it an article, right? So that's my excuse for snooping into this person's house. So P.S., the owner is next door and he sees me doing this. And he comes out and he goes, what are you doing on my property? I'm like, oh my God, I'm nailed. I said, I am so sorry. I write for the Hagerstown Journal and I just want to take pictures of this house because it's amazing. He goes, would you like a tour?
Oh,
I
good.
Said, yes, yeah, yes. I would like a tour. So I go to Irene like this, you know, I'm trying to get her to come up and she's going, no, no, no. She was afraid because she doesn't know this guy, but she knew I was out there. So 911 if we need her, you know. So P.S., he takes me on a tour of this amazing, beautiful French mansard style home. Come to find out that the place used to be an inn for travelers back in the 1800s.
Wow.
P.S., he opens this door and there's trunks, those big old steamer trunks, piled high. I mean, one on top of the other, some out of brocade fabric and leathers and suede. And I have never seen more beautiful trunks in my life. And I just, my jaw dropped. I went, oh my goodness. His name was Ed. I go, Ed, what's going on in here? He goes, well, you know, they collected trunks in those days, steamer trunks. I'm like, oh my gosh, would I love to know more about these trunks and where they came from. And, you know, and they had journals in there and he let me look through some of the journals. They would record, like, you know, who stayed for the night, how much they charged them, if they ate a meal or not, how much that was. They recorded.
So interesting.
All their sundries, like if they bought grain or they bought, you know, they bought things for, you know, running the household. They would, I saw all the journals from the 1800s. I was blown away. So anyway, I went back home and I, at the time I was married, and I said to my husband, I want to buy a house. He goes, what house is that? And I said, this house in Frederick. I want to renovate it. It's so beautiful. So we tried several times to offer at a price for this house, you know, the going, what we thought was the going rate on this home, historic home. The guy wouldn't budge.
No.
He's like, no way. So just to tell you, you know, how antique-y
how
and
beautiful.
Rustic and wonderful. I probably would have kept a lot of the furniture if he would have sold it to me and redone it, you know, with new upholstery. But the frames were amazing. So to find something like that.
What style was it? French what?
It was French mansard, M-A-N-S-A-R-D. And it has those kind of flat roofs on top and then it pitches like this, kind of curves in.
Oh, like Mimi's tries to do, sort of.
Kind of, yeah. Kind of. But
it's French.
Yeah, if you go into online and look up French mansard style roofs or Victorian homes or whatever, you would probably find these homes. And they used to call these homes painted ladies because they were painted so beautifully, right? And you know, you would find books on how to paint a Victorian style home because back in the day, they didn't just do like brown and beige like we do.
Oh, no.
They used bright colors, didn't they?
They did. They weren't afraid. And some of the paint stores have these beautiful historic brochures on historic colors. And you can go to the paint stores and find them. But these painted ladies, you can look up online. They're all over our country, but a lot in the Northwest, San Francisco area, you know, Washington State area. I mean, there are certain areas of a country where they were very prominent. Even in Texas, there are some that are pretty well known. So it's really a wonderful thing to look up online. And you might get some great ideas for decorating from the, you know, touring the interiors of some of these homes online because, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes this old house does one on TV, mm-hmm. you know, which is amazing. But I get so excited when I talk about that stuff because that's a find, right?
I wish you could have bought it.
Me too. And I wish I had photos of it. I didn't have it because I felt like I was violating his kindness, you know, by asking him, hey, can I set up my camera in here? You know what I mean?
Did you write an article on it?
I did.
Oh, good.
Back in the day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Where the weather is cold. Sue just told us, our sound technician, that usually where the weather is cold, painted ladies are very popular.
Oh.
The painted lady Victorian okay. homes. And I have several books on them. I should post some of the pages of how beautiful the interiors are. You know, they used a lot of printed rugs in those days, like mm-hmm. printed wool rugs from wall to wall, mm-hmm. not like we do them today, like in area rugs. And they used a lot of gas lighting. Because mm-hmm. at the time they were built, originally they didn't have electric. So a lot of the chandeliers were gas lit.
Oh.
And a lot of mahogany and rosewood were used for beautiful stairwells and staircases. And you know how they used to do the stairs with the carpet running up the middle?
Mm-hmm.
And then the wood exposed on the sides? A lot of the carpet was done that way up the stairs. And then they
at
used those
stair
rods. At
that time, did they do wall-to-wall carpeting? Or was it
they
just...
They did with some of these printed. Okay. I mean, I was surprised to know that. Okay. I mean, they were, like, so big. The rugs were so big, I guess they looked like they were wall-to-wall because they would take up an entire room, which was amazing. I mean, I don't even know how they kept them clean. They didn't have vacuum cleaners in those days. I mean, that's...
Oh, my God.
You know, the Flintstones had a vacuum cleaner, though.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was one of their animals.
They had to sweep, sweep, sweep. That's it.
Oh, God, that's funny. I just thought about that little animal that used to sweep up the carpets for Wilma. That was funny. But
that's hilarious.
Yeah. The Flintstones.
No, they had to sweep, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, that's so funny. But anyway... that's an interesting story. I just love those old stories about, you know, homes. I wish I could get in a lot more of them. Another one that you need to go see, it's not Victorian, but Linda, you would enjoy this. In Pasadena, the Procter & Gamble House. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I've been to Pasadena, and I love just driving through and
Google
seeing
it.
Them.
Mm-hmm. Procter & Gamble, okay. You know, the big mm-hmm. company. The owner built this gorgeous home without using one nail. Every joint fits in another joint. They're like interlocking
fantastic.
Joints. And the woods in there, breathtaking.
You can take a tour?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And it's lovely. I've done it twice. And, you know, every time I go through it, this is why I love those tours. Even the Hearst Castle, I've been through it like four times. Mm-hmm. And every time a different tour. But every time you go through, if you're into the arts, you see something you didn't see before. You know, because you're walking with people, and then they start to talk, and then you get, discombobulated. But try that, the Procter & Gamble House in Pasadena.
Yeah.
I think you will really love that. Go with a girlfriend and maybe stop for lunch. Mm-hmm. And it's a lovely tour. It's
lovely.
Yeah,
I go there. I have a friend who lives there. Mm-hmm. And, she and her husband own a comedy club, actually, the oldest one in Pasadena. And then I go to the... what is the place that's with the rose gardens and all that?
The Anheuser-Busch?
No. Anyway,
where are you thinking? Where is it?
It's in Pasadena.
Oh,
I can't think of it right now.
I don't know the name of it. I'm sorry.
But yeah, I love to go to Pasadena.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Would you like to go with me?
Sure, we should go one time. We should take a trip down there on our way to to go to Newport Beach. Well, where we go anyway,
alrighty.
But we should do that. I think you'd enjoy it. I really do. It'd be a lot
of
fun. We could find some things to do down
there. It's probably earthquake safe.
Yeah. Well, it is. I think it's one level. Might be two. I forget. But most of the living was done on the main level, which was huge. So the kitchen is like ancient, but I could cook in that kitchen because it's so big. You know, I love a big kitchen. So that was fun. Anyway, the day flew today, didn't it?
I know.
It's 10 to 12 already.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. I found this recipe I'm going to try over the weekend. I'm going to let you guys know how it turns out. It's close to 12, so I could talk about food, right, Sue? She's ready to rock to lunch. This was so interesting to me. Let's see where I got this out of. Okay, I'll have to let you know online where I got it out of. But it's called Yaya Eggplant Fries with Tabasco and powdered sugar.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine? This sounds so good. And they said, like, it's a showstopper. They're saying in the article that once you serve this, you know, you always want to make it for your guests. So it's kind of like an appetizer thing that you serve with drinks. So I'm going to give it a shot because I'm an eggplant nut. Good. I love my eggplant.
You do peel it, right?
It says, let's see. I don't know. I got to post it. It doesn't say that you peel it. Maybe you need the skin on it to make it firm, you know, so when you dip it in whatever you dip it in, it holds up. Oh, wait a minute. It says two large eggplants peeled and cut into rectangles, three inches long and 1 inch thick.
So, yeah, that would work. That would work.
Yeah. So I'm going to try it just for fun because I like to try different things that you wouldn't think of, you know, of ever doing. And I try to look for healthy stuff, but the powdered sugar, you know, probably could do without. But so what? I mean, it has no meat in it.
It makes you thirsty, so yeah. You'll have another drink.
It does make you thirsty. So this is going to be a fun weekend. I think we talked about going over to the Greek Food Festival. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to have a blast. I think it'll be fun. I love the music. Love, love, love the music.
That's great. Oh, I was going to ask Mercedes about music.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, I was going to ask her if she, you know, used music in her...
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. You should email her.
So-called therapy...
Should email her and ask her that she does.
She's on Facebook, so I can just, you know... I've seen many inspirational things on Facebook.
You have?
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
from
that's
her.
Really, that's really interesting.
Yeah, I'll ask her.
That sounds good.
But she's going to come back.
Yeah, she is going to come back because I like how we feel when she's in the room. That's a great feeling. I want to talk a little bit. We have 3 minutes left, not a whole lot. I want to talk a little bit about a renovation that I'm finishing up this week, and it's coming out so beautifully. Oh, my goodness, it's gorgeous. The countertops go in the end of the week, and we're almost done. The cabinets are painted like a spice color. Gorgeous. Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. So I'm going to post the Facebook page, you know, on the finished product.
Oh, but beautiful.
The house is entirely, it doesn't even look like the same house. I mean.
Did you do the entire house?
No, I renovated the kitchen and, you know, we painted the whole house, put new flooring throughout. But the thing about it is that the kitchen, even though we didn't change the configuration, just a tad, you would never know they were the same cabinets. You would, not in a million years. I mean, for what we did with the color and the handles, and it's just amazing what people can do if they really just open their minds to changes. And now I have enough before and after pictures, Linda, to show people you don't have to rip your kitchen out entirely, you know, that you
can. Well, I would be not interested in replacing any of my cabinets in the kitchen, but if it was really a high-tech paint job, I think maybe that would work for me.
Oh, my gosh. It's so beautiful, and it's easier than you think. It's not that hard.
Okay.
So anyway, we are going to close today, and we can play a little of our song, Home Sweet Home, if we had a little more time so Linda can do her thing. But I want to just say thanks, and I want to thank Mercedes Warwick for coming in, the Soul Inspired Tune-Up, and I want to thank Linda Piana, our beautiful composer, musician, songstress, instructor... Chief cook, bottle washer.
Very welcome.
And thanks to Sue for a soundboard today and good information. So we'll see you next Wednesday and at 11 o'clock for Home Sweet Home. And you listen.
And start calling in.
Yeah,
we
want
to talk to you.
And talk to us because we love to hear from you. And we love your recipes, ideas. You know, if you have a decorating question or a music question, any kind of question, just call in and let us know. So have a great day. And we will see you next week, Wednesday at 11 o'clock, KLAV, 1230am.com, Home Sweet Home.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Bye-bye. Let's toast the life we're living and the place we love the best. Here's to home, sweet home. Nothing better than home, sweet home. Can't wait to get home, sweet home. Where you're the king of the castle, the lady of the house. Home's the shower where you sing, where you keep your favorite things. home is life and what it means. It's your sweet home. Home's the pillow on your bed, where you lay your sleepy head. And when all is done and said,